please come to order? Members, please vote to signify their presence. All members voted, Secretary close the roll.
The roll shows all senators present this morning.
We stand for the invocation.
Father in heaven, how thankful we are for your word, the Bible. You have given it to us that we might learn it. And in it you record men of great wisdom and stature. Certainly there's none greater than Solomon, the great king of old, who was able with his mind, as he flexed it before the Queen of Sheba, to marvel her. A man that was able to use his servants in order to build great tombs of war, great buildings. Lord, we realize that he had also the ability to have gardens and vineyards and cattle above all the men of the earth. He knew what it was to sing and dance and make his heart merry with wine. And yet he records for us that with all these things, apart from your daily presence in his life, the words vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. Lord, cause us to realize the people of this world that we may have all, but if we do not have you in our lives, it is vanity. Thank you for revealing yourself to us and your Son. We pray that we might experience his presence in our life daily. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that today's prayer be spread on the journal.
So ordered. Secretary, certify as correctness of the daily journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of Senate Supplement Number 39 and the 113th Legislative Day's Journal with the following correction to page 1116. Delete the paragraph on the fiscal note for Senate Bill 121. The corrected copy will appear later.
And ready? I ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 113th day and Senate Supplement Number 39 be approved as certified and approved as corrected on page 1116. Delete paragraph on the fiscal note for Senate Bill 121. Corrected fiscal note will appear later. Ask unanimous consent. Not objection, so ordered. The guest for introduction this morning, Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me pleasure this morning to introduce a lady who's down from Fairbanks who spends a lot of time monitoring and contributing to our state government, Doris Southall.
We welcome you this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
Message of May 3, 1982, Dear Mr. President, regarding House CS for Senate Bill 150 Rules Amended House, Chapter 25, Session Laws 1982, there is a partial veto. That is the only message from the governor.
The message is from the House.
Message of May 3. The House extends an invitation to the Senate to meet in joint session on Tuesday, May 4 at 2 p.m. to consider the governor's veto on Senate CS for House Bill 640, Judiciary Amended Senate, relating to games of chance and contests of skill effective date.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session and respectfully inform the House of our decision. Objection so ordered. We request that the meeting, the deadline is today on that subject. You may proceed.
Message of May 3. Mr. President, the House has adopted the Conference Committee report on House Bill 29, effective date failed, and Senate CS for House Bill Number 29, Finance Supplemental Appropriation to DOT, thus passing Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 29, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to restore partial year funding for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1982, effective date. The Senate passed this bill on April 27. Message of May 3. The House failed to recede from its amendment to CS for Senate Bill Number 95, CNRA, Election of School Board Members, namely House CS for CS for Senate Bill Number 95, CNRA, effective date added by the House. The Speaker has appointed a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills with the following members: Representative Fuller, Chairman; Representative O'Connell; Representative Clarkson. It is noted that the President appointed a free conference committee, page 1059 in the Senate Journal, which is not in accordance with Rule 42A of our uniform rules. Message of May 3. The House failed to recede from its amendment to committee substitute for Senate Bill number 752 LNC amended savings associations, namely House CS 4CS for Senate Bill number 752 LNC amended House financial institutions. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Halford, Chairman, Representative Bettesworth, Representative Brown, and the same notation on this about a free conference.
Under A, previous message that something about that the selection...
Well, we appointed a conference committee with limited powers or a conference committee with powers of free conference. We've got to go through the nonsense and their opinion of suggesting that you can't agree and come back and get the powers. The point is that please go in and then come back and report. Make your
message of April 24. The House has passed Senate Bill number 103, making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a salmon quality control education program with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill 103, Second Finance Amended House, making and transferring among appropriations, making former appropriations to the emergency operating expenses account available for the Fishery Product Revolving Loan Fund, and HCS Senate Bill 103, Second Finance Amended House, is returned for consideration.
Senator Rohde, that's the bill I introduced.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments and ask the Senate to vote no.
Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to Senate Bill 103? You may proceed to vote. All members voted?
Yes.
All members voted? Does any member desire to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 nays, one excused.
Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments. The House shall be so informed that they do not recede. Please note that conference committee and this conference committee can have the powers of free conference under the rules when requested. Conference committee consisting of Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, Senator Dankert, Senator Petula.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
The reports of standing committee.
The Rules Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 61, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to appropriations and creating an investment fund, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendared on May 5th. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler and Curtula. This resolution will appear on the May 5 calendar. The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 212, establishing the Alaska Railroad Authority, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Dankworth, and Curtula. Senator Sackett signed no recommendation. SB 212 has no further referral.
The Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 835, establishing a National Petroleum Reserve Alaska Trust Fund account, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute resources with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman and Mulcahy. Senator Sturgiluski and Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. SB 835 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 590, Rules Amended, relating to Superior Court judges and Superior Court facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute with a new fiscal note and a letter of intent and majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Sackett, Eliason, and Sturgiluski. Senator Stimson and Senator Dankworth signed no recommendation. House Bill 590 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 694, LNC, Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Anderson, and Fahrenkamp. House Bill 694 has a further referral to Finance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 835, Finance Amended, Health and Safety, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, and Senator Fahrenkamp signed do pass. Senator Ziegler and Senator Anderson signed no recommendation. House Bill 835 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 777, an act providing for a legislative professional staff loan program, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute rules, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Ferguson, and be calendared May 4. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 794, establishing certain areas as units of the State Marine Park System, and recommends that it be calendared with the Finance Committee substitute on May 4, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth and Ziegler. This bill also appears on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Are there reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Takes us to the daily calendar. First item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 777. Would the Secretary please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 777 by Senator Stimson, an act providing for a legislative professional staff loan program. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson.
Is there a committee substitute?
There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, if it's proposed, Mr. Rules Chairman.
We move and ask unanimous consent to the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Being no objection, Rules Committee substitute is adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 777, Rules by the Rules Committee, an act providing for a legislative professional staff loan program.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 777 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill by title.
CS for Senate Bill number 777 by Rules, an act providing for a legislative professional staff loan program.
Question? Is there discussion or debate? Ready for Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, just a brief description of the purpose for the bill. The Legislative Professional Staff Loan Program would allow the legislature, as individual legislators desire, to draw on staff personnel within the various state departments, the court system, or the University of Alaska. And this, I'm sure, would not be used very often, but it would provide the opportunity for individuals that are currently pursuing a particular profession within those various branches of government to be available to members of the legislature if they wanted to hire them and have them work for them on a specific project or something to that effect. It allows those individuals some certainty that they can return to their current positions. Thank you.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
My question, Mr. President, is if they have the time to come work for the legislature, who is doing the job that they were hired for in the first place back at their home agency? And it just seems to me that if the University of Alaska or anybody else at executive or judicial branch can afford to loan somebody for a year to the legislature, then that position is not needed and should probably be cut out of the budget.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, there are
currently provisions available for various state employees to take leaves of absence for increasing professional competence and things such as this, and that is the way that this bill is intended to be used, as an opportunity for those skills to be increased.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 777 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 9 nays.
Senate Bill 777 has passed the Senate. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 794.
Mr. President.
You have, yes, Senator.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. This calendar, it's our intention to take up yesterday's supplemental proposal and to act on some of those bills. As you know, we have a special session today, however, so that we won't spend too much time Senator Ray.
Give notice of reconsideration, Senate Bill 777.
Senator Ray is to give notice of reconsideration, Senate Bill 777. The next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 794. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate Bill number 794 by Senators Fisher and Sturgalewski, an act establishing certain areas as units of the state marine park system and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and due pass, signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring. Senators Gilman, Mulcahy, Sturgalewski, and Fisher. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a CS Finance with a new title, a new zero fiscal note, and due pass. Signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sturgalewski, Elias, and Ferguson, and Dankworth. There are two CSs.
Bill is before you, Senator Dankworth. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that SB 794 be held for one legislative day.
There's no objection. The bill will be held for one legislative day. Understand there is a major amendment proposed. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill. Senator Gilman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, we have today the eighth grade graduating class of the Cooper Landing School. And if you would stand, and as I call your name, Rodney Fullenwider, Jenny Norris, Amy Romick, and their teacher, John Sikowski. Welcome to Senate.
We welcome you here today. We hope to see you during this period you're here. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 174.
CS for House Bill number 174, financed by the Finance Committee. An act relating to aid to families with dependent children, providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it reports it back as follows. Senator Parr, Chairman, and Senators Fisher and Stimson signed due pass. Senators Kelly and Coletta signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate CS with a new title and reports it back as follows. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Stimson signed due pass. Senators Sackett, Sturgalewski, and Eliason signed no recommendation. There is a Senate committee substitute. Also, the Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with an SCS Rules with a new title. Senator Kelly signed calendar. Senator Ziegler and Senator Curtula signed no recommendation. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Kelly.
Move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Being no objection.
Mr. President, in view of the fact that this is
quite a weighty bill, and there are several amendments and a letter of intent in front of us, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be held in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Being no objection, the bill will be held till tomorrow's calendar will be held on second reading. Senator Rohde.
Move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the supplemental calendar.
Every member have a supplemental calendar. Without objection, we have adopted the supplemental calendar. Senator Ziegler, are you taking the floor to that motion?
Just for a question, yes, sir. Should we not suspend the rules, or does unanimous consent cover it?
I was thinking about that some time ago. I thought probably that you would not have to request a suspension of the rules on a subject like this. However, if anyone feels better, including yourself, Senator, we can make that motion.
No biggie.
Thank you. It is a suspension of the rules. The first item, and we're asking, because of the special session, unless things go rapidly along, that we just go through a portion of this calendar today. First item on the daily calendar is House Bill 101. Will the Secretary read the bill?
CS for House Bill number 101, second financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the motor fuel tax, AS 4340, and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee signed due pass. Senator Ray, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Signing due pass.
Title change. Committee substitute has been adopted. Would the majority leader move the title change?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the change in title on House Bill 101 be approved as per the Finance Committee report.
Without objection, title change has been approved. Secretary, have you read the bill?
I have read the bill, and there are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 101 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 101, Finance, an act relating to state taxation and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Are you ready for the question? Senator Ray.
The question I have is on Section 1. How does that relate to state taxation?
Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, that relates to the taxation that is collected on the fish and game. It is a taxation issue.
Separate title, but same issue. Senator Ray.
Hey, is it on taxation? If you're collecting, developing commercial fish species for that calendar year, not later than January 31st of each year, provide to the commissioner the names of those fish in which the commissioner designates as developing commercial fish species? I don't understand it. It's just a question that I have. I don't know what they're saying.
Senator Lyson.
Deals. Of course, there's two different types of taxation on fishes. One's a developing species and one's a regular species, so that's the difference. It is a taxation.
Okay. No further objections? Further debate? Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 101 amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
They're all shows. 20 yeas.
House Bill 101 amended has passed the Senate. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Objection, so ordered. The effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 206.
CS for House Bill number 206, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the termination of rental agreements of mobile home park dwellers and tenants. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senators Anderson and Parr signed no recommendation. Senator Ray signed, do pass. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be calendared with an amendment. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring, Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson. Amendment number 1 by the Rules Committee, on page 1, line 11, after the word provision, insert, enforceable under AS 3403130.
Mr. Rules Chairman.
Mr. President, I move Rules Committee amendment.
The motion has been made to the Rules Committee amendment, but Senator Ray.
I'd like an explanation of what 3403130 is.
Senator Farenkamp, you have
I was on the floor to explain that before it got up, but all that does is put this bill under the Landlord-Tenant Act. 3403130 is the Landlord-Tenant Act, which prohibits then anyone who is forming an agreement to be signed by a renter in a trailer court from violating the Landlord-Tenant Act. It protects those people who are renting as well as those people who are rentors.
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President.
To the amendment.
In the amendment, it seems to me like that may be changing, I won't say it's changing the intent of the sentence, but it may make the sentence somewhat ambiguous. It would read a provision enforceable under AS 3403130 of the rental agreement. And I'm not sure that's what we want. Where we want to put that. Mr. President, could we have an ease, please?
We'll be at ease. She does. Unanimous consent was asked for the amendment. The amendment. Without objection, the amendment. The amendment has been adopted. It should be in writing, however. The next, if it's acceptable, as long as everyone understands it. The next question is the amendment. Unanimous consent has been asked for adoption of the amendment. The amendment is adopted without objection. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence of further amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 206 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 206, Judiciary, amended Senate. An act relating to the termination of rental agreements of mobile home park dwellers and tenants.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Question is, shall House Bill 206 amended? Shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his vote, her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Bill 206 has passed the Senate. House Bill 206 has passed the Senate. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, Senator Perrin-Canton informs me that the reasons for holding House Bill 174 on the first calendar are no longer pressing, and she would like to have the bill back before us. Therefore, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 174, the Marine Park Bill, be placed on today's supplemental calendar.
Senator Rohde, that is a Senate bill instead of a House bill.
Senator Rohde,
would you replace the motion?
Right. Mr. President, I would move ad unanimous consent that Senate Bill 794 be placed on today's supplemental calendar.
Without objection, so ordered.
I understand.
The apoplexy here in the... Without objection, Secretary, read the bill.
Would you like 794 read now?
Yes. Without objection, it's brought up again. This time.
CS for Senate Bill number 794, Finance for the Finance Committee, an act relating to the management of state land for marine parks and game sanctuaries and providing for an effective date. There is a... Okay, the Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Perrin-Camp, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Mulcahy, Sturdalewski, and Fisher. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Finance with a new title, a new zero fiscal note, and due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sturdalewski, Eliason, Ferguson, and Dankworth. There are two committee substitutes.
Two of the committee substitutes, Senator Dankworth.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute.
Without objection. Finance Committee substitute is adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 794, Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the management of state land for marine parks and game sanctuaries and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Gilman, you have the floor.
Mr. President.
We are still in third reading, right?
We're in second reading. We adopted the committee substitute and amendments are available, actually.
Are there amendments?
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow. I'll go to Anchorage this evening on personal business. I'll come right back for an evening meeting, and I'll be right back in the morning.
If I object,
you call
us
up.
Without objection, Senator Rohde is excused. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
What?
Are you seeking the floor? Senator Fisher, are you seeking the floor?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent.
After today, you should.
I'd be excused from the Senate and the call of the House May 17 through 22.
There's no objection. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, it's getting more and more like the House every day. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, during the at ease, I checked since. I had the same concern. That was the reason we held it over. It is in law at the present time, and it is a statute, so it would be redundant to have it here.
Are there further questions for purposes of amendment? There being none, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 794 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
CS for Senate Bill number 794, Finance, an act relating to the management of state land for marine parks and game sanctuaries and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President,
President.
In recent years, the state has been making land available to Alaskans. This bill would help make the waters of Alaska available to residents and visitors alike. The proposed marine park system will help provide access to some of the most beautiful parts of Alaska. The bill would provide establish 11 marine parks, 9 in Prince William Sound and 2 in Southeastern, and it would also provide for further assessment of an additional 80 sites for possible inclusion in the marine park system, and other lands might be added in the future by legislative action. The majority of these sites, Mr. President, are close to Whittier, and it will make some of the most beautiful coves and capes available to use by the public. The rest of the lands in Prince William Sound, as well as most of the lands in Southeastern, are within U.S. forests, and a small amount has been or is being acquired by Native corporations. Prince William Sound has been called the rich man's paradise. This bill, Mr. President, together with improved access to Whittier that I think is urgently needed, would help create a people's playground in Prince William Sound. Under the concept behind this bill, the state would make available the public spaces, the public parks. Commercial facilities would be provided by private enterprise. This would the whole park system concept is conceived in terms of the state parks being complemented by commercial recreation facilities provided by Native corporations or other private owners of land. I might just mention that this is a concept, the marine park system is a concept that has had universal support. We've held public hearings, several teleconferences on it. It's endorsed by all municipalities in the area, Whittier, Cordova, Valdez, Anchorage, by the Native corporations in the Prince William Sound area, Chenega, Eyak, Tetitlik, Chugach Natives, by the Alaska Visitors Association, Anchorage Visitors and Convention Bureau, tour operators and others in tourist industry, conservationists, wilderness guides, and everyone. And I might just add that the bill would also establish a Cape Sinyavin game sanctuary for walrus in the Alaska Peninsula on the Bristol Bay side. I think it's a great bill, Mr. President.
Senator Dankler.
Mr. President, I'll just take a moment I'd like to rise in support of this. I think this bill is long coming for those of us who would like to see the development of Prince William Sound particularly, and I'm sure Southeasterners would enjoy its use too. But there is no provision at the present time. It seems like everything, the government owns it all. And this is one opportunity, as Senator Fisher says, to open this up to the people who really want to, particularly from my town of Anchorage, who would really like to go out and enjoy Prince William Sound, which is probably the best and most beautiful place. Most of us can't afford those $60,000 and $100,000 boats that have to travel long distances, and this would allow us to go out in smaller craft and enjoy the sound.
Are you ready for the questions? Senator Gilman has the floor.
Mr. President, there has been a title change on this bill, and do we have to return the parliamentary inquiry? Do we have to return the second reading to adopt the title change?
No, we do not have to.
I would move and ask unanimous consent then for the adoption of the title change.
Being no objection, title change is adopted. Are you ready for the question on the main?
Call the question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 794 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 nay.
Senate Bill 794 has passed the Senate. Senator Rodin.
President, move the unanimous consent to the vote on the bill be concluded. The vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, it's so ordered. Senator Anderson.
I wish to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 794.
The reconsideration has been noted, Senator Anderson. Senator Fisher.
Could I ask Senator Anderson through the chair whether he would like to have his reconsideration taken up now or held over?
We'll be at ease, but
Senate is back to order. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we take up House Bill 176 as a special order of business. Every member should have the copy of the bill.
Every member has a copy. It's at the request of the House that we take this up here in the Senate first. Without objection, so ordered, will the Secretary read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 176 has amended by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to temporary relief assistance and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends reports it back as follows. Senator Parr, Chairman, and Senators Fisher and Stimson signed do pass. Senator Kelly signed do not pass unless amended. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute rules with a new title and be taken up today.
Senator Kelly, do you wish to move the Rules Committee substitute?
But I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection.
And I would move the title change to unanimous consent.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 176 rules by the Rules Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Rohde?
I suppose I'd move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 176 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 176 rules, an act making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I'd like to notify all members of the body that I have a personal interest in this bill. Conflict of interest, I guess.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 176 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 176, as amended, has passed the Senate. Senator Rohde.
President, I move to ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill, House Bill 210.
CS for House Bill number 210 rules amended by the Rules Committee, an act relating to child custody. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Anderson signed no recommendation. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted.
Not objection. So ordered. Is there objection? No objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 210 Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to child custody.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Fisher, you have the floor.
I move and ask unanimous consent this bill be held over until tomorrow.
Without objection. Committee substitute has been adopted. Be bailed over in second reading. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 318. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 318, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the control of bee disease. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Farenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senators Bradley, Sturgiluski, Mulcahy, Eliason, and Gilman. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with an SCS Finance and do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring, Senator Sackett, Sturgiluski, Eliason, Ferguson, and Dankworth. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate CS rules and calendared. Signed, Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring, Senator Ziegler, and Senator Ferguson. There are three Senate Committee substitutes.
Rules, chairman.
Mr. President, this is the honey of a bill, and I would ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Objection has been noted. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I don't have a copy of the Rules Committee substitute in my package.
Mr. President.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
I would move and ask unanimous consent this bill be held in second reading until tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection. So ordered.
The next item on the dated calendar is House Bill 386. Will the Secretary read the bill?
House Bill number 386 by Labor and Commerce Committee by request, an act relating to business corporations. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Anderson, Ziegler, Fahrenkamp, and Rohde. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute rules with a new title and calendared, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson. There is Rule CS, SCS.
Rules, Chairman.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Without objection, the Rules Committee substitute has been adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill number 386 rules by the Rules Committee. An act relating to business corporations, reinstatement of certain dissolved Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act village corporations to corporate status, and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Are there any amendments? In the absence of amendments, Rules Committee, title change, yes.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Rules Committee title change be adopted for House Bill 386.
Being no objection, title change has been adopted.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 386 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 386 rules, an act relating to business corporations, reinstatement of certain dissolved Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act village corporations to corporate status and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Dankworth.
Half a minute at ease.
We'll be at ease. Secretary of Senate, do we have a problem here now?
I don't believe so, sir.
We are in third reading. Rules Committee. Are you ready for the question? There's no discussion or debate. Question. Shall House Bill 386, as amended, pass the Senate? Title change has been noted. You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Bill 386 has passed the Senate. Next item, Senator Rohde.
Is there an effective date on that, Mr. President?
On the rules substitute?
Yes.
Miriam, you have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on daily calendar is House Bill 524. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 524 LNC by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to small loans and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and a majority do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde and Ziegler. Senators Anderson and Fahrenkamp signed no recommendation. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, I'd move the Labor and Commerce Committee Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 524. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senate CS for House Bill number 524 LNC by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to small loans and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, moving to unanimous consent that House Bill 524 be advanced third reading and placed for final passage.
There's no objection. Advanced to third reading. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill number 524 LNC, an act relating to small loans and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator, you have the floor, Senator Dankworth.
I'd like a brief explanation of what that does.
Would you give this to your assistant?
Mr. President, in the Small Loan Act, this bill addresses the small loan companies, which have been basically going out of business in the state of Alaska because of the interest rates. The present statute currently has a five-tier interest rate system that goes from basically 60% down to 12 or 18%. The House bill, when it came over, tied the limitations of this into the consumer index so that they would, the different sections would open up yearly at a minimum of 10% or more. What the Senate committee substitute does is lock in the interest rate from zero to $1,000 at 36%, from $1,000 to $10,000 at 24%, and makes it at negotiated market rate above that, Mr. President. And looking at the current statutes, you're looking at six for up to $50, 60%, loans from $50 to $500 at 36%, and then from $500 to $1,000 at 24%, Mr. President.
Is there further debate?
Question.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 524 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 8 nays.
House Bill 524 has passed the Senate. Mr. Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate adopt the effective date clause.
Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Is it cleared? Have all members voted?
Senator Ray.
Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Effective date clause has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator Sackett.
Notice of reconsideration.
I vote. Notice of reconsideration has been taken. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate House Bill 573.
House Bill number 573 by the Rules Committee, by request for the Task Force on Violent Crime, an act relating to the crime of tampering with a witness. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute. Senator Rohde, Chairman, and Senator Ray signed do pass. Senator Anderson and Senator Parr signed no recommendation. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the Judiciary Committee substitute.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
Senate CS for House Bill number 573, Judiciary, an act relating to the crime of tampering with a witness. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Fisher, beginning page 1, line 12, which has been distributed.
Does every member have the amendment? I've misplaced mine, Secretary. Could I see the amendment? We'll stand at ease if there's no amendment. Senate's back. The Senate has been called back to order. Senator Rohde, would you replace your motion?
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 573 be held on tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, the bill is held. The next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 756. Will the Secretary read the bill?
CS for House Bill number 756, Finance Amended, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Fire Suppression Fund and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Dankworth, and Sturgiluski. There is a Senate CS.
Is there a motion? Senator Bennett has the floor.
Task unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute.
Without objection, Finance Committee substitute has been adopted. Are there amendments? Secretary, read the substitutes.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 756, Finance, an act relating to the Fire Suppression Fund and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendment, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 756 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill and final title.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 756, Finance, an act relating to the Fire Suppression Fund and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. You have the floor, Senator Parr.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask a question about the insertion of the port. The fund may not be used for capital expenditures. What are we defining there as capital expenditures?
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Chiefly airplanes. There's been some concern in reference to bombers and water bombers and that sort of thing. And I have before me a policy letter signed by Commissioner Katz dated April 21st. I won't bother you with all of it, but specifically, this means that the Department of Natural Resources will not purchase nor enter into any lease purchase agreements involving CL-215s, PBYs, or any other aircraft utilized for water bombing of wildland fires.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall the Senate adopt House Bill 756 as amended? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows, 20 yeas.
House Bill 756 has been adopted. Senator Rohde.
President, move ask unanimous consent to vote on the bill, be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
An objection. The effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 811. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 811, Resources, by the Resources Committee. An act providing preferences for occupants of land under a United States Forest Service timber contract and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senators Gilman, Eliason, Mulcahy, Sturgiliski, and Fisher. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Before we move on line 18, starting line 18, they give preference to a person who has occupied the land for 90 days or more before the land was relinquished by the former timber sale contractor. I don't know if it would happen, but this suggests that there could be a collusion there, and the land could be made available on a preference right for certain individuals. And it just seems to me 90 days is a very short length of time for something like this to give them a preference in that manner.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 811 be held until tomorrow's calendar.
No objection. Next item on the daily calendar is unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. Mr. Finance Chairman.
Mr. President, we might be back to unfinished business.
We're back to unfinished business.
Finance Committee requests to waive the referral on House Bill 184, an act authorizing convening sessions of legislature at any location in the state. Also, Senate Bill 704, an act relating to memorials for veterans, the Alaska Veterans Memorial at Myers Lake.
There be no objection. So ordered. Senator Parr was seeking the floor.
Mr. President, unfinished business. The House Committee would like to waive substitute House Bill 575 relating to cultural mental states. This is, has a further referral to judiciary if more properly handled there.
Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Sturgiluski, what's seeking for?
Yes, notice, Mr. President, of a free conference committee meeting today, a very short one, 320 Senate Finance on SB 593, the veterans loan.
Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 666, the loans package, will meet at 3:30 in the Finance Committee room.
Thank you. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, inquiry to the Chair on Senate Bill 95. There was a message that came back from the House about the Conference Committee or Free Conference Committee, and I really did not understand, sir, exactly what your ruling was. Do we have powers, Conference Committee?
The Senate... And we've recognized that, and I suppose you could move to suspend rules. The House has brought to our attention that we gave you free conference committee powers, or limited free conference committee powers, when you start out as just a conference committee. To me, the system has changed. The traditions have changed. And I suppose I'll have to change with them. You have conference committee powers, and if you request substantive power beyond that, you'll have my ear, sir, for the record. Are there announcements of committee meetings, further announcements? Are there items under special orders? You have the floor, Senator. You have the floor,
Eliason. Mr. President, I'm not sure how many of the members on the floor remember their 24th birthday. I would hope when one of our pages gets to be our age, he'll remember his, Tim Smith.
Senator Parr.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to discuss little bills.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, there is a belief among some members of our constituency that we ought to come down here and address big bills and then get the hell out. Never shared that because it always seemed to me there was a lot of people who had interest in things that aren't necessarily what we call big bills. They don't deal with billions of dollars or major policy changes, but they are important to some people. And we today have been dealing with a lot of what might be called little bills that came over from the House. I'm hoping that the other body, Mr. President, is going to reciprocate. I took a look at the bills that were sitting in the Rules Committee some time ago after this sine die adjournment. A number of those bills, Mr. President, were not biggies. Interstate Corrections Compact, blind vendors, videotaping child victims of sexual abuse, things of this sort which we had sent over, which, in my mind, are nonpartisan bills. They are not bills which either the Senate or the House has any vested interest in. They are small bills, but they are good for for the people of the state, sometimes for small numbers of people in the state, but just the same for people in the state. And it appears to me, I won't say irresponsible, but something approaching it very, very closely when just in an urge to get out of here, we leave material like that lying on the table. Now, that's not doing justice to what our constituents sent us down here to do.
Your point is well taken, Senator. Senator Rohde, we have a 2 o'clock joint session.
Mr. President, if there's no further business coming before the Senate, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in recess until 2 p.m. in the House chambers.
We're in recess.